This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Planned Parenthood supporters are out in numbers, actually going on the record, trying to reverse a bill that bans, among other things, the most virulent forms of racism and sexism. One element of Indiana's new law seeks to reverse the trend of aborting nearly every child, given even tentative diagnoses of Down syndrome. Added to that was a ban on any abortion procured specifically because of race or gender. Planned Parenthood President Cecile Richards even admitted in an interview this week that she thinks it's a good thing that the media are on her side in the abortion debate. California AG Kamala Harris, who ordered the big raid on Planned Parenthood enemy number one David DeLayden, is under fire in protests there. With claims of corruption, pro-life advocates are demanding her resignation. Harris wants to replace Barbara Boxer in the U.S. Senate. This is Life News Radio.
At the Guiding Star Project, we believe in the inherent dignity of every human being, beginning with natural conception and ending with natural death. We believe that every life is unique and holds potential, and that every life deserves celebration, regardless of the circumstances of conception, status, or health. Lighting the way to a culture of life, theguidingstarproject.com.
State pro-life legislative efforts continue. In Pennsylvania, a bill to ban dismemberment abortions is under intense pressure. A challenge to the Kansas dismemberment ban signed into law by Sam Brownback will be heard by that state's Supreme Court, and a bill passed by the State House in Missouri defining the unborn as human persons would ban abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.